The Brewers trying to snap a three-game skid in the first ever regular season Friday night game at Wrigley Field. Pick up the action first inning. A man on for Ryan Braun facing John Lackey.
Hit in the air, deep left center field. Back is Hap. It is gone.
Number 300. It's a big one, giving the Brewers an early lead here at Wrigley.
Nelson trying to finish off this third inning. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Got him looking. Big strikeout for Jimmy Nelson. It strands a pair of Cubs.
Pivotal game one of this three-game series. Brewers need it badly. Nelson hits that one deep into left field. Hits off the ivy. And Nelson got a scamper back to first base and a belly flop.
He's kind of holding that right hand a little bit when he got up.
Big spot in the ball game right here. Anthony Rizzo steps in. First and third for Chicago.
Hit well. It's backing up Broxton. He's at the warning track. He comes in and makes the catch on the edge of the track. And Jimmy Nelson gets out of the inning.
Jimmy Nelson unable to go back onto the mound. This is obviously an injury. Hader has been one of the great stories of the year for the Brewers on the mound.
Hader with two perfect innings.
The Brewers snap a three-game skid, blanking the Cubs 2-0. Jimmy Nelson goes five scoreless innings, striking out seven. He picks up his 12th win. He had to leave the game after those five innings, though, because of shoulder soreness. Manager Craig Counsell spoke after.
I think you guys saw he jammed his shoulder when he slid back into first base on the ball hit off the wall. He went out and pitched the fifth, obviously, did a nice job. And he came back in, he just said it felt kind of funny. So it was, we took him out of the game because he wasn't really in pain, but he just said it felt funny. So we took him out. The doctors checked it out. We're gonna get some precautionary tests tomorrow. I don't think it's a major deal. But we'll just hope for the best tomorrow. We're optimistic, but we got to get some tests to make sure. No, yeah, that's just his. It's just Jimmy being Jimmy.
Did you think maybe dodged? You sound kind of cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah. The doctor checked him out and didn't find anything major at all. So. The trainers felt pretty good about it. So we'll get a test tomorrow to make sure, especially at this time of year, obviously, and with the shoulder. But I think we're going to be all right.
So is the concern more the shoulder or the arm?
No, it's his shoulder, yeah. He jammed his shoulder when he slid in, yeah.
That being said, just the two innings that you got from Josh.
Josh really, Josh was the key to the game for sure. Two big innings. He went through... I think he faced seven hitters and did an outstanding job. So two, three innings and really bridge it to Suarez. Obviously you're thinking the way Jimmy's pitching, you're thinking he's got a pretty good chance to go seven innings there and really shorten the game. But, the inning ended in the right place for Josh. They got all the lefties and, they put some of their better hitters. And Moore is a tough hitter against right-handers or against left-handers. Josh pitched outstanding tonight.
Coming in here and just getting your first one of the series. I'm sure you guys
are ready. Yeah, it's a big game. We're chasing. These are big games, and we needed this one for sure. And after a rough week in Cincinnati, this is the way we wanted to start it.
How did I like tonight? Do you think the first inning homer is going to hold up?
The way the wind was blowing tonight and the park was playing, the fact that Brawny got that ball out of here, I think is a sign of how well he hit that ball, first of all. I think it is a night when you get the lead and maybe some runs hold up, but we pitched outstanding. We pitched beautifully. All four guys pitched their butts off, and so it held up. It wasn't much offense. There was a couple. I think both sides hit some balls pretty good. That maybe the wind stopped, but that's Wrigley Field.
He's hit some milestones in his career. What do you think of the 300? Is it just kind of longevity?
No, look, it's a lot of homers, and it's I told him, I said, hey, it's not just another homer, right? That was a huge homer for us, a big one. So it's a good one to it's a good spot to get it there. And 300 is a big number.
Ryan Braun with his 300th career home run. He talked to the media after the game.
When the wind blows in here, it's a really challenging environment to hit in. John Lackey's been throwing the ball great. Jimmy's been throwing the ball great for us, so you know that runs are going to be really tough to come by. So obviously important to get out to a lead like that. We saw a lot of balls hit well tonight that didn't do much. So obviously circumstances, conditions like this, you got to score early.
300, what does that milestone mean to you?
It's a cool number, you know. I think now's not the time for reflection on stuff like that. We're focused on much more important things, but definitely a cool number.
And just, you mentioned it, Jimmy Nelson strong through five, but the job of the bullpen, especially Josh Hader, two innings, Swarzak and Knebel as well. I mean, this is a tough lineup to shut down.
Yeah, I mean, these guys on the other side are really swinging the bats well. They're a great team for a reason. So for our guys to come in out of the bullpen, especially when they weren't quite ready or expecting to come in, really a phenomenal job by them. Josh has been so great for us since he's come up. Anthony's so great since we got him. And Corey as good as any reliever in baseball all year. So we feel really confident when those guys come in the game.
We've talked so much about how this team has been able to bounce back. It was obviously a tough series in Cincinnati, but to take game one here, what does that mean for the team?
It's big. I mean, obviously we need to win at least one of the next two to stay alive in the division. And getting the first one's huge. There's less pressure on the next couple days, but we like our chances and we enjoy competing against these guys.
The series against the Cubs continues on Saturday. Chase Anderson on the hill.